From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Britain's prime minister says her country will never give in to terror. Speaking outside No. 10 Downing Street following a deadly attack Wednesday near the Parliament building, Theresa May said the British people will not give in to terrorism and will live by their values of democracy and the rule of law.
But let me make it clear today, as I have had cause to do before, any attempt to defeat those values through violence and terror is doomed to failure.
Wednesday's incident started when a man in an SUV overran pedestrians on the Westminster Bridge and then crashed into the fence near the Parliament. The man then got out of the vehicle and stabbed a policeman to death as he entered the Parliament gate. Two other police officers then shot the attacker. Two other people died as a result of their injuries. At least 20 other people were injured, and some suffered what doctors called catastrophic injuries. Police are treating the attack as an act of terrorism, but say so far they have found evidence of only one attacker. The central part of London was on lockdown, but late Wednesday, members of Parliament were allowed to go home. At the White House, spokesman Sean Spicer said President Donald Trump had spoken to Prime Minister May and assured her of America's support.
We obviously condemn today's attack in Westminster, which the United Kingdom is treating as an act of terrorism. And we applaud the quick response that the British police and their first responders made to the situation.
Spicer said the City of London and the British government have the full support of the United States in responding to the attack and in bringing those to justice who are responsible. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch continued to fend off probing questions posed by Democrats in a third day of confirmation hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. As VOA's Michael Bowman tells us, if confirmed, Gorsuch would replace the seat left vacant by the late Antonin Scalia.
Gorsuch did not tell the committee how he views abortion, but he did affirm current law.
The Supreme Court of the United States has held in Roe v. Wade that a fetus is not a person. That's the law of the land. I accept the law of the land, Senator. Yes.
On other matters, Gorsuch repeatedly declined to share his views to the mounting frustration of Democrats. Whatever objections Democrats may have, blocking Gorsuch from the high court will prove difficult. Republicans are in the majority and have the votes to approve him in committee and send his nomination to the full Senate. Once there, Republicans can change Senate rules to eliminate Democrats' ability to block a final vote through the filibuster. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says communications of Trump transition officials and possibly the president-elect were picked up in incidental collection of U.S. monitoring in the months before Donald Trump took office. Congressman Devin Nunes said the conversations were collected in the November to January period as Trump and his aides conducted interviews to fill key positions in the new administration, and the president-elect talked with foreign leaders for the first time. Nunes said he believed the intelligence collection was done legally, with the monitored material then widely disseminated in intelligence reports.
I've seen intelligence reports that clearly show that the president-elect and his team were, I guess, at least monitored and disseminated out in intelligence in what appears to be raw, or I shouldn't say raw, but intelligence reporting channels.
Nunes later briefed the president at the White House before talking to the other members of his committee. Ranking Democrat Adam Schiff said that Nunes's actions could have compromised an investigation into Russian interference in last year's election.
The most profound concern here I have is that these actions simply raise enormous doubt about whether the committee can do its work. And I think that more than anything else I've seen, this makes the most profound case for the formation of an independent commission.
President Trump has claimed former President Barack Obama wiretapped his New York skyscraper last year, but the FBI director and the head of the National Security Agency said this week there is no evidence to back President Trump's assertions. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.